All right, it's time for a setting the bar story. Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so this is kind of interesting. Like, I don't know how you get in trouble for your truck's Halloween costume, like in trouble with the police, but this guy kind of managed to do that. So if you can manage to make it through the day without making law enforcement think you're impersonating the Border Patrol, when you're actually the Booty Patrol, you're doing okay.
Oh, boy. What's the Booty Patrol?
Well, this guy in Florida, he has a truck, like a white truck, that looks like the Border Patrol. Like the same Border Patrol vehicle that patrols Florida. It looks like that, but it says Booty Patrol on it. So police are kind of warning residents about this truck and saying, hey, just, you know, be on the alert, whatever. Cops actually pulled him over for illegal red and blue lights that he had.
Uh-oh.
Issued a citation. Now, listen, it doesn't sound like the guy who owns the truck has ever tried to pull anyone over. He's been posting photos of the truck on social media for a while now, and seems like he's doing it just for kind of for fun and not really to mess with anybody.
Right.
And honestly, the police are like, listen, you can keep the truck the way it is. You just got to remove the lights.
Right. That makes it look like an official vehicle, and it's clearly not an official vehicle if it says
Booty Patrol. Yes.
You can't be pulling people over.
Yeah, right. So anyways, again, setting the bar. I don't know if this was it doesn't sound like it was a Halloween sort of thing.
No.
It sounds like he just outfitted his white pickup truck to look like the Border Patrol, but instead saying Booty Patrol, where it would say border.
No, they're making him take the lights off, but they're going to leave. He can leave the decals,
that's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.